We present The Recording by John Fryer.
It's me. I know it's you. Your number came up.
Yeah, I know. Did you see the mag this month?
UK Modelers, yeah, I saw it.
I don't think Tedbury looked like that, you know, in the 1930s.
This was the article on 75.
Yeah, page 75, yeah.
George Brent is a pretty good model maker. I mean, did you see his Southend Station, 1975?
No.
A few years ago now. You know, he paints his own liveries.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, they are for the time, but he never just buys them. He casts them himself, makes the figures himself as well.
Does he?
Takes toy soldiers, cuts the weapons off them, paints them in civilian colours, makes it look like they are all real people in the carriages. Puts lights in the carriages.
That's amazing.
Is that what you rang up about?
No.
You want to talk? You want to talk about model trains?
No. Where are you?
Just walking around the park.
Ah, right.
So?
So, I talked to him.
And what did he say?
He's interested.
Yeah, I can imagine he is.
No, seriously, he is.
Well, your brother-in-law always had an eye for a prophet, so I've heard.
Who, from?
You.
He does.
I'm sensing a big but.
Give a couple of questions.
That's Jerry.
No, he's not being difficult. He genuinely has some thoughts, considerations of his own.
Doesn't he recognise what this is?
Yeah, I think he does.
He should be biting our hands off, on his knees thanking us.
Yes, well, Jerry, he has...
Some questions of his own.
If you like.
All right. Like what?
This is going to require a certain amount of investment.
Sure will.
You know, location, development, maybe a factory, offices.
It's going to be the biggest thing the world has ever seen.
Does he get that? Yeah, he gets it.
Look, either Jerry is in on this or he isn't. There is no halfway. He's either a man of vision or he isn't. I know he is married to your sister. Jill's very nice, but it isn't about being nice. This is about business. It's not emotional. Is he with us or not?
He just has some concern.
What's the problem? What doesn't Jerry get? Did you go through the proposal with him?
Yeah, I tried to explain what we have.
You tried to explain?
Just Jerry's not an engineer.
What does that mean?
Well...
Yeah?
It's, you know...
No.
It's just some lines and circles on a page, on a computer screen.
And there are a lot of numbers in the proposal as well. That should have made him happy. Always been a bit cagey as your Jerry. Never quite sure what he does all day. Do you know?
Or something in an office.
Don't we all these days? Well, you and me don't, but others live their lives in suits and ties.
And make a lot of money.
Whereas others...
don't.
There are a lot of figures with costs and projected applications for this. It wasn't just a set of pretty pictures.
Yeah, and to you and me it all makes sense. But to him, his mind doesn't think that way.
Well, how does his mind think? I mean, does it think? Can he not conceive of what this is?
Yeah, I think he can.
Let's hope so. We've just given him the Holy Grail.
Oh, very religious.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
Because this is going to change how life is lived on this planet.
Yes.
How's it going?
I've only just started it.
Then you have it done today?
What's the hurry?
They don't tell me.
Have you heard it?
No. Is it a good recording?
Good.
Clean.
It's just two people talking.
About?
I don't know. Changing the world.
Good for that.
But I don't yet know how. Bigger chocolate bars, maybe?
Judging by the collective waistlines of this nation at the moment, that is one advancement we could probably do without.
You're trying to tell me something?
You're putting on weight.
How do you know? We've never met.
Word gets round.
That's a bit harsh.
What I heard.
Well? Why hasn't my waistline come to the attention of the executive dining room?
We don't have an executive dining room.
That's what you tell us workers. Rumour has it you have better coffee than we proles.
Yeah, that's probably true. And you take 2 sugars.
3 sometimes.
Then the rumours must be true.
Sitting here in front of a computer screen all day. If I'm getting large, then the company's to blame.
I thought you liked your job.
It's a job. The morality of it is something else.
You miss the frontline element of it?
I used to. No, I don't miss it.
Always go back.
Back?
Back. To the operational work.
I don't think... I prefer not to.
Your choice.
And I chose this, here, in front of a computer, a desk job.
I'm just saying.
No. Please, this is fine. I like this sort of thing.
Oh?
It's a challenge.
Is it?
It keeps me up on the latest advances in this world.
Can I tell the client that they'll have the recording by 5? I can tell them that, can I?
Who's the client?
You know better than to ask.
Just thought I would anyway.
Don't.
No need to lose your temper.
It's not about losing my temper. It's about being professional.
Perhaps I should speak to the union.
I'm sure you don't want to involve HR in this.
Wow. There's a pulling of the leash.
They are not that bad.
The company's enforcers.
Some of them are very nice.
Some of them are your best friends.
Of course.
You know what they say about a meeting with human resources?
I'm sure you're about to tell me.
If you're sent to HR, you're one step towards the door already.
Are you?
They wouldn't be on my side, would they?
Might be worth you remembering that.
Ouch.
It's not easy, what we do. It sometimes seems to be a bit dishonest, a bit cruel, but... For those we work for, and I'm not going to tell you who that is, it is necessary.
The recording sounds purely innocent.
And I'm sure that it is. But the client is looking, is listening out for something that matters to them. It is not for us to know. We just do our jobs.
You've heard that before.
Good, then understand it.
Safer this way. Safer for whom, I wonder?
For us, of course.
So we can sleep at night. Guess so.
You really believe that?
Don't you?
Probably, if nothing goes wrong.
Goes wrong?
Things do.
Is this Jerry?
Jerry?
The voice of doubt.
Well,
I've never known anything where Jerry couldn't find the negative. If there's a grey lining to any silver cloud, Jerry is your guy. He'll certainly be able to knock the shine off anything he touches.
Oh, that's not fair.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh, come on. Rain clouds follow him wherever he goes.
You hardly know him.
Do I need to know him? It's not as if we're going out for a pint with him, is it? I mean, does he go out for a pint with the likes of us? That would be something to see. I bet even if you brought him a malt whiskey, he'd turn his nose up.
You thought that? Then why did you ask me to speak to him?
Because
he's got some money.
And knows others that have some as well. At least this is what we think, isn't it? This is a great opportunity, even for Jerry.
You know what your problem is?
I wasn't aware I had one. Go on.
You only ever see the positive. Never see anything good go wrong. What a big step. See the positive. You never see if anything could go wrong.
And what could go wrong?
It's a big step.
Well, everything's a big step. Going to the shops is a big step. Getting up in the morning is a big step. Doing the washing up.
They are nothing like this. Stop, just... You never see the danger.
Danger?
I didn't mean that.
It's what you said.
I meant we'll be putting everything on the line.
Of course we are putting everything on the line. That's what happens when you do something new. Everyone that's ever done anything, that hasn't been done before is putting their neck on the line. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Now, I'm sure you've noticed, they don't.
It's just that Jerry said...
Oh, God, what did Jerry say now? In fact, don't tell me. Tell me when Jerry stood up from his desk and did something.
Jerry is a cautious type of guy.
You can say that again.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Really?
No, all right then. Yes, I have not heard, in the few times I've met him, he ever come forward with an idea of his own.
He's...
A cautious type of guy?
You could say that.
Couldn't we just? He never commits himself to anything.
That's unfair.
Is it? Is it?
Nature of his job.
Which is?
He works in industry.
That covers a lot of bases.
Jill says he's very secretive.
Why? Who does he work for? GCHQ?
No, I don't think so.
We just know he has a lot of money, don't we?
Let's not forget, we approached him.
Had to approach someone. Couldn't stay as a hobby forever. I wasn't planning to put in all those hours in the garage working on this to get nothing out of it.
I never said that.
Because this will be big, you know.
Yeah, you keep saying.
And it will be.
You've been saying that from the beginning.
And I'm still saying it.
Then it must be true.
What's the problem?
I didn't say there was one.
You've done nothing but say there is one. In fact, it's almost deafening the volume of the problem. You just won't say what it is. So, what is it?
I thought you didn't want to hear any more about Jerry.
What about Jerry? Come on, what about Jerry? What is it that Jerry doesn't understand?
Well, I showed him the plans.
You mean the business proposal?
No, the actual plans.
What? Why would you do that? You know, you know he won't understand what's on the page. Wouldn't mean anything to him. I don't know why he... That's why we had a simplified version of the proposal.
He said he wanted to see them.
I'm sure he did.
As I said,
I mean, what do you think electromagnetic principles is going to mean to Jerry?
Not much.
All he is interested in is the bottom line. That's all he's ever been interested in. And I get it, I really do. And if I was behind his desk, that's how I would be thinking.
Exactly.
But I'm not behind his desk.
Hello, Batcave.
Was that a joke?
I think it was a very good joke. Why don't you tell me a joke?
Humour isn't what we do here.
We're not allowed to talk about what we do here, are we?
You read your contract, I'm assuming.
I must have been drunk at the time.
No, you weren't.
Well, I clearly wasn't drunk enough, or I never would have signed on with this operation. Another joke. It's not like we signed on to serve king and country.
No, we didn't.
What can I do for you?
You had a message.
Secret admirer?
Be serious.
It's not very nice.
Perhaps I'm not a very nice person. Are you recording this call?
I could ask you the same question.
Yes, you could. Are you?
It's against company policy. What do you think?
I wouldn't, if I were you.
That's the thing about our profession. Am I allowed to call it a profession? After all, does this really count as a job? Cleaning up surveillance files, listening to banal chatter all day long?
Rather get a real job.
What's real these days?
You tell me.
I don't know anymore. If you think something is real, then I suppose it is.
Crisis of conscience?
Not in this job. Not a job for those that think.
Too hard.
Why did you call? I'm not finished yet.
Didn't think you would be.
Just wanted to see how I was. Did you hear my voice?
As I said, you had a message. It's from a client. I'm sending it to you now. Please take a look at it.
Words of comfort from the client. Presumably to thank us for doing all the dirty work they don't want to know anything about. Let's have it then. Audio file. Let's listen to the words of encouragement, shall we?
File number 77,003,651, date the 22nd of July, 2022. DO Audio File Requirements 1. A clear and concise recording of all material contained within the provided audio file 2. All surplus audio removed. This is classified as traffic, background noise, music, wildlife and exterior conversations not connected in any way to the main subject of the recording 3. No additional audio to be added to the finished product, classified as any audio applied in an attempt to emphasize dialogue captured within the initial recorded period as presented to the engineer for work and presented to the client for. No additional copy files are to be presented or withheld from the purchasing agent of the requested audio. One copy only, the sole property of the purchasing client 5. No attempt is to be made by those engaged in the presentation of this material to identify the subjects of the recording. Collection of the finished product on, or before the end of business the 25th of August, 2024. End of message.
Didn't even wish me a good day. So, he, she, them, whoever wants a good recording. Well, no one ever asks for a bad one, do they? Time to get back to work.
But I'm not behind his desk. I was in the garage with you, working late into the night with you, trying to make the whole thing work. And it does. That's all Jerry needs to know.
It's not all he needs to know. He has people he has to answer to as well. What, you think he just puts his signature to a piece of paper? Not the amount we're asking for.
He'll get it back, plus interest.
Not the way he sees it.
Why?
Well...
Yes?
We might not be the first with this idea.
Is that what he said?
He hinted at it.
Hinted?
Yes.
Did he... Tell me what he actually said.
He said that others had presented him with the idea of magnetic vacuum-powered motors in the past. You still there?
Yes, I'm still... I'm thinking. How often has this happened in the past?
I got the impression not often, but we weren't the first. It makes sense if you think about it. We've seen and read the same material as everyone else. What we know, others must know. What I'm trying to say is...
Yes?
Our brains aren't any bigger than anyone else's.
They're not any smaller either.
I didn't say they were. All I was saying is that the impression that Jerry gave to me...
I haven't seen anyone else do this. Have you?
No. No, I haven't.
Did Jerry say who else?
He didn't give me names.
I haven't seen anyone else bringing static and rotating electromagnetic fields to the marketplace. Do you know, or is it just a rumor?
On the net.
That it... Could or could not be true, so Jerry could be wrong. Jerry could be making the whole thing up.
I don't want to think that. Jerry's family.
Jerry is an investor on the side. That's why your sister married him.
Hey. They love each other.
What? She told me the night before the wedding.
Told you what?
She knows what he is like, but she wants a comfortable life. I get that.
Meaning?
The man on the white horse is a great romantic dream. But when the bills are due at the end of the month...
Oh, yes?
You've got to be realistic.
You're suggesting that Jill simply sold herself for money?
We all do, one way or another. It's not a new idea.
You know what you've just called my sister?
I never meant... Let's talk about something else.
They love each other.
I agree. My mistake. Let's drop it.
Perhaps we shouldn't talk today.
The machine is solid.
If you say so.
And it works.
Again, you keep saying that.
Make us rich.
Whatever. I've things to do.
Hey, you remember what we agreed at the beginning?
No.
The day we stopped talking about it, it's over. So we have to talk about it.
All right. But not about Jerry.
If he doesn't want to do it, we won't talk about him again.
Good.
If he doesn't want to help us, we will have to find someone else.
Who'd help us?
There'll be people.
In this economic climate?
There's always someone with a few quid to spend.
Take more than a few quid.
There will be investors, if not.
And what will they want?
What do you mean?
We go to total strangers and ask them to back this, and they do. What will they want in return?
I'm sure they'll want to return on their investment.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
That's business.
Isn't it?
What does that mean?
If we give this to someone, once we have given this to someone...
Yes.
And they know how it works...
Yeah.
Why will they need us after that? Did you hear what I said?
I'm thinking.
They have the money, you know. The money!
So what you're saying is, we can't tell anyone else?
If we give this to someone bigger and wealthier than us, we'll be lucky to be shown the door.
What are you working on, guys? Why does anyone care about you two? Model railway enthusiasts? What are you working on? A new railway layout? Is that who the client is? Model railway manufacturer? What we do to make a living. It's me. How are you?
They wouldn't. We'd have to have some sort of guarantee with them.
I'm fine.
You mean a contract? Yeah.
Are you busy?
Drawn up by their lawyers.
Where are you working,
we'll
this morning?
Sign up with a...
Is that good?
Yeah. It'll be...
contract. What would you rather be doing?
For them. That's
I
how
thought
they
he was alright.
So, you're telling me there'll be no...
Wasn't he at the Christmas party? So? What's he doing now? Is that a promotion? Who would you prefer to work with? Are they in today? And what did Rachel say to that?
Why are we even thinking of going via a large company?
It's just coffee. Hold on for a second. What? No, yes, I'll get some milk on the way back. Yeah, love you too.
Then why are we even thinking of going via a large company?
Protection.
And what? What are you scared of?
I don't think we are a threat to anyone. Do you?
I don't know.
I mean, how are we a threat to anyone?
You don't have to be a threat.
Then if we are not a threat, what's the problem?
You said it will change things. You said it would change the world.
I did. But I was thinking in a good way, a positive way.
Not everyone is going to see it like that.
All we're doing is trying to take an idea that is not new, by the way.
We were just talking about that.
I mean, the concept has been around for quite a while.
I know that.
And bringing it to a wider understanding of what is possible.
That may be true. But have you ever thought that rotating magnetic fields might be something that those with investments in current technology are not really ready to hear?
We're not in the 50s anymore.
Thank God, because if it were, this would have had even less chance.
Less chance than what?
Look, this... There is an infrastructure in place. Infrastructure that has been around for a very long time. People that might not care for two fellas out of the back of a cold garage hoping to change the world.
You're frightened.
Aren't you?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Well, I am.
Frightened of what?
Hello, Miriam.
How's it going?
Going okay.
Is it nearly done?
I'm getting through it.
Where are you with it?
Quite a way through.
Near the end?
Well, not entirely.
Where entirely are you?
About halfway.
You've had it all morning.
It needs a lot of work.
Just take the background out.
What about finesse and artistry?
They're not paying you for that.
Oh, so it's a they.
It doesn't matter to you who it is. Just clean it up.
I am cleaning it up. One half of this little chat takes place outdoors. You know how much work that can entail from a technical standpoint.
I could get a teenager to do it.
Do you have a teenager available at the moment? Is that a no I'm hearing?
Can you just lower the background up? That's all that is required.
You never did this kind of work, did you, Miriam? Is that your real name, by the way?
As far as you're concerned.
Do you know what mine is?
Yes, Peters, I do.
So did you?
Did I what?
Ever get to play with the toys? Ever put a set of headphones on your head?
You don't work with headphones, Al.
Are you watching me right now?
What would that have to do with anything?
I'm guessing you're a bit of a high flyer in this operation. Straight to the top floor? One eye on the top job? Got your career path all mapped out? Will you be on the golf course by 50? You do sound ambitious. The trick, obviously, is to keep those above you sweet. How's that going? I'm thinking you've made commitments. You now need me to make good on. I suppose that puts me in a very special place right now. Do you even know how to turn this computer on? How any of it works?
Just get it finished.
If I take too much of the background out, you lose some of the subject. You know the people that recorded this could have done that, could have cleaned it up themselves. They shouldn't have had to give it to us. This is the kind of thing that gives the industry a bad name. They should have done it themselves.
And they didn't.
Which is why I'm having to do the work right now.
Right. The client would like it earlier than we talked about.
What does that mean? I have till the end of the day, right? Like we agreed.
By 3. And he'll pay a bonus.
By 3?
For the bonus. Can you do it? Can I tell the client that it'll be ready for collection by 3?
I'm not going to email it.
Don't be silly. You know it wouldn't be secure.
But a courier would be.
How the client collects the material is up to the client.
So the client is coming here?
You know better than to ask.
You can tell them it'll be ready by 3.
Good. I'll tell them.
Why would they come here? Because they don't trust anyone to collect it for them. I wonder why.
You're frightened.
Aren't you?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Well, I am.
Frightened of what?
You know how many people have attempted to do what we're thinking about?
No.
That's a lie.
It's not.
How many were suddenly taken ill with food poisoning, or hit and run by a fast car, died from unknown health conditions, and their doctors never knew they had?
That's just paranoid rubbish.
You think?
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't think it is.
Look, if you live your life in fear of what someone else might do,
yeah,
you'll never do anything.
And stay alive.
You can't be frightened of shadows.
Or those in them.
We're not talking about bringing the world to an end. We're talking about improving it. We're talking about doing something that will be of benefit to, well, to everyone. This is not an evil thing, not an evil project. All right, so it might change a few things. Force one or two people to go back to the drawing board and redesign the wheel. But it is hardly a threat to the future of all humanity. This will be one of the greatest turning points ever.
One giant step for engineering, one huge leap for spinning magnetic coils.
If this is how you felt about it, why did you ever get involved?
Because...
Yes?
I never thought we'd succeed.
And now that we have...
We should be careful.
You know I don't go along with all this conspiracy stuff. Greed, I can believe in. The bottom line, yes, I can see where you are coming from. Human stupidity, of course. Those books on your shelves about governments and criminals and agencies of one form or another. Everyone's in on it. You start down this rabbit hole, my friend, and you'll end up sitting in the corner of a room, afraid to turn the radio on for fear that someone out there is listening down the airways. This is a very dangerous way to live. You've been watching too many videos on social media. Those people will have you looking over your shoulder for the rest of your life. Carry on like that, thinking this way, acting this way, and your whole life will be over before it ever begins. You'll end up scared of your own shadow. I can't buy into this paranoia, and I won't.
You're right. Don't be paranoid about what you can see. But what about what you can't? What are you worried about? Why does anyone care about you two? Who are you?
I'm just saying, you should be careful.
Okay, but what does that mean? What is being careful?
We probably should.
Shouldn't what?
That gathering last month.
What about it?
Engineering for the 21st century.
I enjoyed it. It was a fun event. Who'd have thought that such things could take place in Birmingham these days?
I know you enjoyed it. You couldn't keep your mouth shut.
We had to get to know people. How else do you hope to make connections?
You didn't have to give away our ideas.
I didn't give anyone any of our ideas.
Oscillating magnetic current, spinning at 20,000 revolutions per minute. You might just as well have given our competitors the diagram of the whole thing.
We both agreed we weren't the first people to take a look at this.
No, but you claim to have made it happen.
But I didn't tell them how, though, did I?
Doesn't matter if you explain its inner workings. That's not the point.
Then what is the point?
That someone out there imagines that we have been successful, thinks it might happen.
The only person that has a proper copy of the workings of our design is Jerry, that you gave him. That's it. I was simply trying to get to know what others were doing. You know the saying.
No, I don't.
Never fear to enter into a crowded market where there are already competitors, because that shows there are customers. But be very wary of entering a market where there are none.
All my life I've heard about a car engine that could run on tap water. They say they were working on it in the 70s. Some say it was actually made. We've never seen it. Do you think we ever will? I worked on this because it was a challenge, and it got me out of the house. I have a family to support, and so do you.
We had to know. We had to know if we were just a couple of mad scientists working alone in a garage in the middle of winter, or if there were others.
Others?
Working on the same idea.
And what did you discover?
There was no one anywhere near us. We are streets ahead of any competitors. No one is thinking like we are. The applications for what we have created will not simply be limited to transport. It's far bigger than that. Every single engine on this island, on the globe, will be instantly outdated. The human race took thousands of years to make its way to the agricultural stage. A mere phase in its development, you might say. Then we get the industrial phase, the steam engine, electrical power, life expectancy rising, quality of life getting better, mechanization, mass production, medicine, communication, the world starting to come together. End of the 20th century, devices, screens, computers in every home, humanity now speaking to each other. The beginnings not of nations anymore, but of a species, coming together as one. This is what we've been working on. This supersedes all of that. This is the next stage of human development. This is an unlimited opportunity. This is when the stars themselves will actually be within our grasp.
Let's take a look at this. Oscillating magnetic current. More pages than I can read. How did they refer to it earlier? Vacuum-powered engine. What's this? The dream of Gratis Energy by Arthur T. Holdwood. Nice play on words. Let's try that one. The Holdwood engine is a direct current machine that combines the gathering of electrical voltage into a regular hit or pulse formation to generate and maintain its alternate output. In essence, the intention of the Holdwood producing engine is the maximizing of electrical current to be at least equal, if not greater, than the final result produced compared to that of a conventional motor powered by existing machines with current capacity. Any chance of writing that in English? What's this? Greater amounts of power yield compared to that fed into the machine itself. We're doing what? Create greater profits for the electricity company? The Holdwood electrical engine, created in the 1980s, used electromagnetic principles to draw upon energy from the wider environment itself. The revolutionary design used the idea of fixed and circulating magnets to generate a magnetic field, which was hoped at the time would produce for its users unlimited electrical output. This technology was believed, and is still by many in the power industry, to be the pinnacle of future electrical production. If future tests were ever proven to be successful, it would be the end of current engineering thinking. New horizons would finally present themselves. That would be money in the bank. And what's this? As desirable as this may sound, few have managed to produce such a machine or the engineering principles as described above. As of this time, it remains elusive in application. So no one has done it. So far. What's the date on this? January 25th, 2022. What was the date of the file? 22nd of July, 2022. It was 6 months after this was written. What if they did make it work? Who are these guys? Yes?
Are you all right?
What? Yes. What can I do for you?
The client is on their way.
Who is?
The client.
I think we... I had till three.
Been a change of plan, apparently. They want the file, in whatever state it is in.
Well, I've not finished it.
It can't be taken this long. All you've got to do is...
Take out the background?
Yes.
Have you heard this?
I don't listen. You know I don't listen to these things. I don't want to listen to them. I've got other things to do.
I can tell you this wasn't authorised by the Home Secretary.
Don't be smart.
I'm not being.
What does that mean?
It means, Miriam, that this is not government. This is corporate. Our client is a corporate man or woman. Am I right?
What difference does it make?
These guys are not terrorists.
So?
They're not criminals.
So you say?
Yes, I do. They're just ordinary citizens.
Your point?
We should not be doing this.
Doing what?
Whatever it is we're doing.
Perhaps I should have given this to someone else.
Why?
You seem to be reading far too much into this.
I've been listening to what is said on the recording.
Why?
Because.
Yes?
Because.
It's not our concern. How many times do I have to tell you? This is why you were taken off operational work.
I asked to be taken off.
Because you showed that you could not be objective.
I was always objective.
You were too emotional. You got caught up in the day-to-day lives of the subjects under monitoring.
You mean the people we listen to?
You showed that you were unable or unwilling to detach yourself from your work and the individuals themselves. That is why we suggested you take an administrative position.
I chose.
We are not paid to listen any more than we are paid to judge what the subjects are talking about. It's nothing to do with us. It's nothing to do with us. Just lose the background sounds. You've got 45 minutes.
45 minutes? Why the rush? Come on, guys. I can't help you if I don't know who you are.
You are always such a dreamer.
Optimist.
You always see the good in people.
Better than seeing the worst.
You want to...
change the world?
I guess so. Look, I admire your...
What? What?
Tenacity.
My tenacity?
Your ability to keep going, have faith, believe, and all work out in the end.
And you don't?
Good guys only win in the movies.
You think somebody's going to come and get us in the night?
There will be...
vested interests.
Well, don't you?
There will be those that don't like what we have achieved, I get that. But they won't come and get us. But they might try and invest in it.
And kill it.
Kill it?
If we are lucky, they'll buy it off us, stick it in the bottom drawer and leave it there.
Oh, for God's sake. The world doesn't have a choice.
What are we talking about?
We have to change how we are living. We will not continue as we are. You've seen the rise of electric vehicles. You can see the changes that are coming. Don't pretend you don't see what is being done.
That's not my point.
We cannot stand still. We cannot pretend that all is well just because we are comfortable today. Everyone looks down the road.
Everyone knows that in the future, the resources on which we built the modern world will not be there.
The people that run this planet are not going to let the likes of us dictate to them. This isn't about money. This was never about money.
Then what is it about?
Control. That's what human beings really care about. The control of others. It's what makes those at the top feel safe.
I can't buy into this.
So, if we're lucky, we'll take the money and walk away.
I'm not selling it, just so it can be forgotten about.
Don't you get it? We are talking about destroying not just industries, but entire economies.
Let's just leave it.
How many engines run on petrol, David? How many people are paying their mortgages via that?
I don't care about the Middle East, Tom.
The UK has its own oil fields, in case you've forgotten.
And some are already starting to shut down, in case you've missed it on the news.
You think we are only destroying the economies of countries thousands of miles away? Time to look a bit closer to home, my friend. Those that will be against us are nearer than you think.
Is this about Thursday?
I think we should consider delaying the announcement.
Delaying?
Test the machine some more.
Test the... We've tested it 100 times.
I know.
We've run it over and over and over.
I just want to be sure.
Sure of what?
That all the components work as they're meant to.
Tom, you're panicking. No one is going to come and threaten us.
Really?
I've heard all the stories, the same as you have. Inventors that make great discoveries, who mysteriously then die in suspicious circumstances. And yes, they make great plot lines for books and movies. But this is the real world. This motor is ready to take its place up there with Edison and Tesla, Graham Bell, Berners-Lee, Logie Baird. I want the world to know about it. So should you.
You just want your picture in the local paper.
Oh, no, Tom. I want my picture in the nationals, in the internationals. I want to be known across this planet as one of the pair of inventors that improve the lives of everyone that comes after us. I want people in the future to look at my grandchildren and say their grandfather was David Chatworth, part of the Chatworth-French partnership, whose legacy went on for generations.
If someone believes we have made this engine work, and we no longer need oil, there will be those that will not be very pleased.
How the hell is anyone going to know before we announce it on Thursday? Yes, Earth, most of my energy will be run and ignore me the villa, have I?
See, if you're empty, oh, look, that's so early, boy. Well, what are you looking for? If someone believes we have made this engine work, and we no longer need oil, there will be those that will not be very pleased.
How the hell is anyone going to know before we announce it on Thursday?
Announce what? The magnetic electric motor. Clean power. What else? A new world. I don't remember any such announcement. Okay, let's ask a question. Just be brave, if only for a moment. How did David Chatworth and Tom French get on when they brought their plans to the world? Tom French and Dave Chatworth, the Lewis Chronicle. Not exactly the Times of London. Everyone has to start somewhere. So what happened? The police have announced the tragic deaths of two local men after a car was reported hitting a tree late Wednesday evening. The car is reported to have left the road and struck the tree at approximately 40 miles an hour. Exact cause of the accident is not known at this time, but the police have said that they are not looking for any other vehicle or individuals in relation to this tragic event. Families have been informed. When was this? Published Thursday the 24th of July, 2022. And they died on the 23rd. And the recording was made on the 22nd. brother-in-law, Jerry Michelson, so that both men were known and respected in the local community, and they were keen amateur model makers with the local model railway group, the Lewis Model Makers, but not engineers. Why no mention of their engineering? What do they say about Jerry? Was he an investor? What did he invest in? Jerry Michelson, investor. Nothing. Okay, Jerry Michelson, inventor. Jerry Michelson, money. No. Wait a minute. And we're never sure what Jerry did, so let's broaden the search. Jerry Michelson and business. UK and US to merge into conglomerate. The nation's largest car manufacturer is to combine with the mighty US giant Global Automobiles, it was revealed yesterday. The new company, whose headquarters will be based in Detroit, with its European arm remaining in Leicester, will create the world's biggest car company. Although objections were presented to both the US and UK governments over fears of possible market instability caused by the creation of such a huge player arising within the industry, the administrators in both London and Washington have now dropped all opposition to the proposed consolidation and have allowed the merger to proceed. Vice President of Global Automobiles, Donald Owen, said when asked about the deal, "The future of car production in both the United States and the United Kingdom is now assured for the next 50 years. We have the latest electrical engines for the automobile industry. Our advanced engineering will lead the world for years to come." And there's even a photograph. Everyone looking very pleased with themselves. The aforementioned Mr. Owen, Kevin Roo, President of Global Automobiles, Dale Anderson, President of Design, Margaret Swallow, Public Relations, Dwayne Coles, Head of Sales, all patting themselves on the back. And for the UK side of things, Charles Harris, Managing Director of UK Motors. I wonder what Charles's bonus was that year. Frank Axelrod, Company Secretary. Jerry Michelson, International Negotiations and Law. International Negotiations and Law. Jerry's a lawyer. So David and Tom went to the one man that knew what their engine would cost those who were about to create the world's biggest car company. What was the VP's name? Donald Owen. Donald Owen. Why does that sound familiar? Donald Owen. D-O-D-O. Today's message about the 22nd of July 2022 recording with the initials D-O. Tom spoke to Jerry. Jerry spoke to Donald. Who did Donald speak to?
You're finished?
Are we talking about my career?
Maybe.
I think we need to phone the police.
Why?
The recording.
What about it?
There's a good reason to think the men speaking on it were murdered 2 years ago.
If they were murdered, don't you think the police would have looked into it already?
They probably don't have the recording.
You know this for a fact?
No. No, I...
And you know for sure that they were killed?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Who killed them?
It must have been...
Yes?
If you had listened...
Which you know, I don't.
Well, maybe you should.
What does that mean?
Maybe you should take notice of what's going on. Maybe we all should. Perhaps... Just perhaps this world wouldn't be in such a mess if we weren't all so caught up in our own little lives and stopped checking our mobile phones and took notice of what was happening just outside the front door.
All right. All right. So, who killed them?
Well...
Yes?
Well, it was...
I'm listening.
It was... a sort of conspiracy. With people on both sides of the Atlantic. People with interest in transport, energy, business. People who had an agenda of their own. People who would do anything to stop advanced
revolutionary forms of free energy coming onto the market that would replace all currently known forms of power production. Those that would see electromagnetic power being an end to the dominance of those that control not just energy, commerce, trade, the financial centers of the world, everything. This is a cabal that will stop at nothing to maintain their influence over every aspect of the planet we all live on. And they took the lives of the two men in the recording.
Miriam, are you still there?
And if you are right, what would one more life cost them? Keep it quiet. The client will be here in 5 minutes. Save whatever you've got onto a memory card. We don't discuss the details of what we do here. That is not our job.
The client is Donald Owen, isn't it?
Bring me the recording.
Why is he covering the company's tracks after 2 years? Now, wait a minute. That's not the question. The question is, why is he paying for evidence of Global Car's involvement now?
It's not about energy, Peters. It's about oil. It's not about the internal combustion engine. That'll be changed when it needs to be. Only an idiot would destroy the futures market for black gold. Destroy the future of oil and you destroy modern-day agriculture. And we all starve. New technology will be brought to the public's attention when the time is right. When we've found another way of feeding ourselves. Get it done. Then report to HR. Leave the recording. Or get someone else to collect it.
If not to cover up, could it be he wants the information for himself?
New message for your attention.
Who's emailing me now? Email subject, Donald Owen. No sender's email address. I know I shouldn't. Posted 5 minutes ago.
St. Mary's has just released a statement which reads, "It is with great regret that American businessman Donald Owen was taken to hospital in the last half hour following a suspected heart attack while dining at a top London restaurant. Mr. Owen, originally from Connecticut, but professionally based in Detroit, publicly stepped down from the US-UK car giant Global International Cars only this last week. Mr. Owen, who had been instrumental in bringing the multinational car company into existence 2 years ago, left the company, it is believed, under somewhat rather acrimonious circumstances in which, it is rumoured, he was forced out in a boardroom coup. Global International has, however, issued a statement declaring great sadness at the passing of Mr. Owen and that their thoughts are with his wife and children at this time."
No one who's invested billions in a new electrical car engine is going to want to hear about it being bettered by two guys in a garage. We'll give it to a real competitor who's actually got some money in their back pocket. I'd like to listen to the end. I'll let it play. Maybe one day some will hear it. HR, here I come. I suppose they'll cover it up as well.
Okay, okay, I'm sure you're right.
Hey, got a joke for you.
A joke?
Yeah.
Go on.
Did you hear the one about the inventor of the electromagnetic motor? Explain the difficulties of its construction.
No. Go on.
He said, when it came to application of the magnets, their personalities simply did not get on. It's like they were poles apart. What do you think?
Don't give up the day job.
I'm hoping very soon to give up the day job. Look, I'll meet you at the venue. I'm driving over there on Wednesday evening.
We should probably go together. Shall we unite in front? And that sort of thing.
Yours is still with a mechanic?
MOT is taking longer than I thought.
No problem. I'll collect you at 9.
Can you book us some room at the hotel you're staying at? I'll give you the money for it.
Yeah, sure.
Just thinking.
What about?
It's a terrible thing to fulfill your own ambition.
deep thoughts.
To know you've done what you set out to do.
Are you suggesting that it's only the effort of trying that matters, not if it's successful?
Disappointment doesn't challenge anything.
But success does.
Success demands change.
And people hate change?
Change is fine when it doesn't cost anything.
And it's others that have to do it.
People will resist it.
People always do.
Yeah, they do.
I couldn't do this without you.
A couple of mad scientists to the end.
Like they say.
Oh no, not another of your famous sayings. But I know for a fact that you make up whenever you want to sound clever.
I am clever.
I know, that's why you make them up.
Right. Well, for that, I won't tell you now.
Go on, tell me.
No, you don't want me to.
I'm on the edge of my chair.
The only people that ever changed the world were those that thought they could.
Not quite the version I've heard, but close enough.
Sorry for what I said about Jerry. He's your brother-in-law. I'm sure he's a great guy, really. Your sister is married to him, after all. I won't mention that again.
No, you're right. She married him for his money and his connections. Jill always knew which side her bread was buttered.
You can't trust family. Who can you trust? See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.
In the recording, Philip Sheehan was Tom. Tony Kokoza was David. Dan Dawes was Peters. And Annabelle Spinks-Jones was Miriam. Artwork for the production was by Sheila Jackson. Music was composed and performed by Paul Whiting. And the play was written and directed by John Fryer. The recording is an audio production for Political Art.